Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hi, Boomer and Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we have the big game five tonight, obviously, at the Garden with the Knicks and the Sixers. And you've got everybody playing tonight in the NBA outside of the game that was last night with the Heat and the Celtics. And the Pacers with their opportunity to finish off the Bucks with that team completely injured is another thing to keep an eye on for the Knicks. Because that obviously with the way that the brackets work now in the NBA playoffs, who comes out of that series, and we expect it now to be the Pacers up 3-1 with everything that they're dealing with Lillard and Giannis. I mean, it's amazing. Like, and I know that team won a championship, so you can't feel that bad for them. But they end up firing the coach. They bring in Doc Rivers. Giannis goes down with the calf. Lillard goes down with the Achilles. And now here they are about to lose in the first round.
Well, you know, we always talk about it. You got to be healthy to win it. And, you know, the Knicks are not healthy, but yet they're still winning. You know why? Because this group of guys that is playing, that is going to play together tonight are the group of guys that basically brought them 50 wins.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody, not one person have I heard nationally that has covered the Knicks as these games are unfolding have said one word about Julius Randle being missing.
That is true. I've sort of forgotten
not one,
about
not
it.
Not one. And I feel bad for him, but I'm sure that, you know, when they played with Ananobi, Randle, and Brunson, and they were all healthy and Josh Hart was doing his thing, they looked like they were unstoppable. So I will say that there is a part of me that says if Julius were totally healthy, you know, this might be a sweep because, you know, he's as physical as Embiid is, and he's not going to be taking crap from anybody either.
Yeah.
So it's a shame. Like, the Knicks are missing, like, what is presumed to be, other than maybe than Jalen Brunson has, you know, turned out to be the best player on the team, but they're missing one of their most important players, and he's gone for the season, and they're playing this way.
Yeah, and when people say that I think that they're better with without Julius Randle, I don't believe that. That might have been the case prior to this year because there was a lot of that isolation basketball and he'd be selfish and then he'd lose his mind and he'd get annoyed and then he'd just have these miserable games. But the way things were working out this year, he just fit into the puzzle perfectly, especially when Ananobi came over. So I do think that they are better with Julius Randle, but I don't think that it's going to hold them back from getting to a conference final at the very least. But that to me is where you're really going to miss him, is in, like, assuming it's the Boston Celtics. That's where wish
hold
you
on.
Had
let's get through this first.
Yeah,
and
no,
then let's get through the next
tonight.
Group for
they're winning
second.
Tonight.
But here's the thing. The reason I bring up that is because you were just pointing out Milwaukee and the injuries that they've had. And, you know, you got to be right at the right time. And I would say that the Knicks are not right at the right time because they're even missing Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah, well.
Which actually is,
questionable still. He's questionable. Bogdanović is out. He has been ruled out. Mitchell Robinson, who left with the walking boot, he is questionable. So,
those are three guys that are out.
Yeah. I mean, two, and we'll see what happens with Mitchell Robinson. I don't want to say that Mitchell Robinson's out yet because there's still a chance that he could play.
Well, you know who I want playing. Anyway, but there are the three other series in the Eastern Conference are all 3-1s, and all those 3-1s play tonight.
Mm-hmm.
The only 2-2 is obviously...
No, the Cavs and the Magic.
Cavs
are 2-2.
And Magic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was talking about the Knicks, the Sixers, the Pacers, the Bucks, and of course the Celtics and the Heat. They're all at 3-1.
Right. Yeah, so. And then that series of Cavs and the Magic, which I think is as boring as it gets between those two franchises. But
yeah, but they're 2-2, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it could be a decent series. But yes, I cannot imagine the way that this Knicks team has played. And maybe they're out without Mitchell Robinson, that ends up being a problem for them. But you love Achiuwa so much that maybe it's not an issue. But I cannot imagine elimination, the way that this team has played at home in that crowd, that the Knicks are losing this game tonight. I know desperation, you can't manufacture desperation, and the Sixers are going to have that because it's an elimination night for them. But I just cannot. Like, when you're standing there, if you go to this game tonight, and you're standing there, and the warm-ups and the video is playing, and you're listening to the guys being introduced, you're going to say, there's no way they're losing. There's just no way that they're losing this game. The fans will be on their feet there the entire time. They took over Philadelphia. It's going to be a madhouse in there. And it's going to get to the point where, as I mentioned earlier, that the Sixers are going to get frustrated. They're going to get totally frustrated, and they're going to start doing things that are going to try to drag the Knicks down, and they got to put their head up high, take the high road, and just whoosh, go right into the second round. No more nonsense.
Yeah, I hope you're right. The only thing I can say is that I think Joel Embiid has got to be just, he hears everything. They all do.
Yeah.
And he's going to get serenaded tonight like you have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, there's nothing. Now, Reggie Miller used to love that.
Yep, of course.
Michael Jordan loved that. But I remember going to games when Jordan would be in the Garden. I swear to God, half the fans were there to see him.
Yeah.
And support him.
I know.
Well, you know what I mean? But it was more Reggie Miller that was the villain for the Pacers.
Oh, 100%.
And everybody would be screaming, Reggie, you know, like, trying to, you know, rag
on him. He won a lot of those battles, man.
Yes, he did. But Reggie was different. You know, he was because of hitting great shots, and he was elusive, and he had a unique personality, and after the game, he'd say some unique things. But this Embiid thing is everything that's on the court, the whining, the complaining to the officials, Nick Nurse complaining after games, after 1 and 2, about how, you know, they weren't getting any calls. And then, of course, game 3, they start getting calls, and nobody has had more free throws than freaking Embiid has.
Yeah, of course. Well, according to Richard Jefferson, though, he doesn't get all the calls he should be getting.
But according to Ben Stiller, who's our guy... Jefferson needs to clam up.
Favorite Ben Stiller role?
I love Tropic Thunder.
I know, I love that movie.
Oh,
too.
My God, it's so funny.
It really is a funny movie.
Also, Meet the Fockers.
Yeah.
Meet the Fockers is a good one.
Yeah.
He's really good in Along Came Polly.
Yeah, he's good in that too.
Are you guys Zoolander guys?
I have nipples. Can you milk me, Greg?
I've never seen Zoolander.
Yeah. Zoolander's another one. It's great.
Yeah, I actually never saw Zoolander either. But the thing about Tropic Thunder is he wasn't, like, there were other characters in there that were better than his character. So I think that movie...
Well, Robert Downey Jr. was great in that movie.
Jack
won an Oscar.
Black, too.
Yeah, but the point being is that
he
they were...
He won an Oscar for that role.
Are you sure?
I am 100% sure. He won
something for that role.
For Tropic Thunder?
I'm telling you, he was unbelievable in that role. And you got to remember, those actors in that particular movie were playing three different characters.
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. I know. I mean, that
Tom Cruise at the end?
Oh, yeah, he was great. Yeah. That could be my favorite Tom Cruise role.
That movie was a laugh out loud funny.
I know. I don't think it gets the credit it deserves.
Anybody who's ever watched it, seen it, I mean,
such a great premise.
I took Gunner to the movies to watch it, and I didn't know what we were going to see.
Yeah. You thought it was like a real thing.
I really didn't do any
research
on it or anything. And I thought it was going to be like somewhat of a war picture, and it starts out that way, and you're thinking, man, this is a war picture. And then about 2 minutes in, you're like, it's a farce.
Yeah, where the director steps on the landmine and blows up. It's
yes.
The craziest thing. I know, because it's a movie. It's
yes, of course, yes.
Mike is down in Philly. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys, what's up?
What's up, man?
I just wanted to no complaints here. You know, I'm hoping they close it out tonight. But, you know, if they don't, I'm getting a little worried. I know you guys are, like, very confident about it, but with, like, the three injuries and... Do we really expect Brunson to get 47 again? And all my buddies on my text threads are just chirping and chirping and chirping because the Knicks somehow don't win tonight and then game six at home, then it's really scary on Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, listen, first off, Brunson didn't score 47 in games one and two. He wasn't himself, and the Knicks won those games. And when you mention the three injuries, they've been dealing without Julius Randle for a very, very long time. So you kind of put that one aside, and then you also have Bogdanovich, who, yeah, he's a role player, he's a bench guy, comes in, hits threes occasionally, but it's not like he's been lights out since he's been here. Really, it's Mitchell Robinson, and he's questionable. So there's your positive spin.
And his backup, Precious Achiuwa, had played a huge role in them winning the amount of games that they did this year.
Yeah.
I don't know, why am I the only one that sees this?
No, you're not, but I do think in, you know, I was really, really trying hard and had a lot of people helping me to meet Dua Lipa. I think we need to get you to meet Precious Achiuwa.
Hey, man,
set up a little meet and greet.
All I was saying at the beginning of this series, especially after the first two games where, you know, again, Tibbs has his rotation. I understand all that. And he only played eight guys. And I'm like, man, this guy, Precious Achiuwa, was a big part of their run the second half of the season. And he deserves some run in these games. He deserves some skin in the game, if you will. And, you know, of course, he shows up in game four and has a great game because Hartenstein is basically fouling out because Embiid is trying to steamroll him.
Yep.
So this guy comes off the bench and he does exactly what he did when he was in the middle of the rotation and he got some opportunities. And I thought, like, he had a couple shots underneath the basket. You know, his offensive game may not be on right now just simply because he hasn't played.
Right. And he also, I mean, his impact on the game goes far beyond points scored, as you saw with the blocks and the assists. And I mean,
it's just the hustle plays, man. Right. And, you know, you can tell he wants to play. He wants to improve. He wants to show the team that he belongs here. How many times have we had guys here that could have done what he's doing and never did it?
Sure, yeah. I mean, guys who come over and in a trade where he's the secondary option too, and has given this opportunity and is making the most of it. And here's the other thing too about if Mitchell Robinson doesn't play, they were without him for a majority of the season as well. It's not like they're losing Josh Hart or Jalen Brunson or, you know, they're not losing those guys.
It'd be nice if DiVincenzo gets off to a hot start tonight. And Josh Hart finds his game and is able to shoot, hit a couple threes. Those are the reasons why they won game one and two. But I just, you know, what I see from Ananobi, Hart, and Achiuwa when they're all on the court together is like, and Hartenstein has it too, don't get me wrong. He does. And he's been an underrated, not underappreciated anymore, but underrated player added to this mix. But what I see with those other three players, I see long, athletic, and Energizer Bunny players. And, you know, you can't have enough of those guys.
Yeah.
That's all. I just wanted Precious Achiuwa to be rewarded for what he gave the team in the regular season.
The big sneeze. Precious Achiuwa.
The big sneeze. Okay, great.
Excuse me.
There you go. You're welcome.
Yeah, and this is a spot where, you know, if Jalen Brunson, he's done everything right the entire year. But, like, these killer instinct moments when you are the best player. Well, I mean, the best player on the floor when Joel Embiid is doing all the nonsense. But when you are the leader, you're the best player on your team, you're an MVP discussion type of guy, and you've got this team on the ropes in your building, you know, put up another 40.
You know what this feels like? This feels like the garden is going to be swelling tonight.
Swelling?
It's going to be swole. It's going to be on. Is it on swole?
Yeah, well, there was a guy, so...
And ass? What is that? What'd you say?
No, for that ass.
Fat ass.
So I, It's funny you say swole, right? Because okay. It reminds me, there was this guy who played pit football when I was out there. His name was Ricky Gary, and he called himself Sticky Ricky. And he had one of the more entertaining Twitter accounts. And he used to put out there, he used to call his junk the giraffe neck. And he would put out stuff, he'd go, giraffe neck on swole. That was his big thing. So when you say on swole, I'm thinking back to him.
Swelling, because you're swole. You're swollen.
Swole.
I think they're going to sell more tickets and there are going to be more people in there than are legally allowed tonight. That's what I'm saying.
Precious Achua.
There's going to be people everywhere.
Precious Achua on swole for that ass.
Yeah.
On swole for that ass. all right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan at CBS Sports Network.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. We talked to Al earlier, Jerry, about some of his findings with the Princeton Longevity Center, and the guy there told him he needed to gain 18 pounds of muscle.
Yeah.
And he is 25% fat, which is amazing, at 140 pounds. So, but his heart was in great shape. We also found out that Al Duke's bone density is in an alarming place.
Yeah.
And how he's got the bones of an 80-year-old grandmother.
Yeah.
And at any moment, he could fall down and break a hip.
I felt like I was assisting him to the car yesterday.
Yeah.
I did.
Wow.
I'm like, watch
this. Boneless.
Yeah, watch that sidewalk. It's a little raised. I don't want you to trip and break your hip. That's
you're
going to
get a little scooter to ride around Bradley Beach?
That could be something for preventive maintenance.
Yes, yeah. I think so.
Well, this is also something that you need to know because you like to throw Al around.
Yeah.
These live shows were all imbibing, whatever. Yeah. So, like, you can't pick up Al and throw him around anymore. He's going to break in half.
Yeah, you got to treat me like a pretzel rod. Like that type of fragility. Loss of bone.
All right, so here's the deal. I didn't know any of this was going on yesterday. If I would have known that, and you're telling me that I can't do what I normally do in situations like we find ourselves in on Friday night, I'll just go back in and undo the extension.
No.
How's that?
Ink is dry.
That's pretty funny.
Jesus.
So did you find anything, Jerry, that was alarming to you that you would like to share?
I know. Actually, okay, I walked in to the doctor and I sat down. He goes, I got to be honest, I got nothing bad to say to you. I was like, okay, that's a good
that's
thing.
That's good, yes. Like,
your friend density over there was fantastic. No, it was all good. My heart was like Al's, he told me, I was at 0.14% chance of a heart attack or stroke, which was on the ridiculously low level like him. The only thing for me, I was 25%? I think I was 29%.
Okay.
And he was concerned about the visceral fat. That was the only concern. He's like, we're going to take care of that. I'm like, okay, we are. other than that, everything was good. Numbers were good. Blood work was good.
Your bones?
My bone density was terrific.
What about your body fat?
That's the disease of your balls. No, those were fine. There were no tumors on them. Those were good. No, my body fat was 29%, which was too high. He said 20% or less. No. So we're 21%. What do you say? 21%?
Yeah, like 22% for our age.
So that was significantly high there. But other than that, he was very happy with it. I'll tell you, that 3D heart shot they show you is nuts. Yeah.
Look right into the arteries.
Yeah, it was really cool. So all good. I would say the worst part of yesterday was having a physiologist?
Yeah, I think so.
That had to look at us shirtless.
Yeah, we had to do our stress test on the treadmill. We had to do it shirtless.
Yeah, I felt bad for her that she had to see that.
It was a her.
Very attractive her.
Yes. Yeah, and in order to hook you up properly, she had to shave some of my chest.
Yeah.
Well, it's got to be clean.
Yeah, I'm sure you enjoyed that.
I felt so awkward for her.
I know, it's terrible. I mean, ugh.
It's beyond terrible.
I mean, occasionally I'm sure she gets like a healthy, young, in shape person that she has to stick those things on, but generally it's just guys like us, and it's just like, God.
And then Jerry and I wondered, like, when we would see her when we were in the waiting room and she would walk by, was she picturing us just
shirtless,
with our bellies shirtless?
All right.
She gives us a big smile. I said to Alan, like, you know, she's seeing us without her shirts on. Ugh.
This is your Narpian take on things.
Well, no.
This is
reality.
This is a real take.
This is reality, wrong. Man.
There's
the most people think.
Mm-mm. Real take.
Yeah.
Well, so I enjoyed it. I had a great time.
Good.
It was good.
Good. Well, glad to have you back. Even though Al's bones are in a bad place. You know what? He could be faking this. This would be a genius move by him. Like, come back and tell Boomer that his bones are frail. So that means Boomer can't mess around with him anymore.
You know why I think that's not true? He could. Because he told you he liked to have the conversation with the nutritionist.
Yeah.
When I tell you he was floating out of that office with a grin from ear to ear after that conversation. And when he got back from the doctor with the bone density thing, he wasn't the same. He looked, I would even say, concerned.
Oh, because I was all high and mighty. He started out with how healthy my heart was. I was like, so I guess we get out of here now.
Oh, no. Well,
it's funny the things that make us really happy, right? Like, Al arguing with a nutritionist is the thing that puts him on cloud nine.
It's the biggest smile I've ever seen him have.
It's incredible. All right, Jerry, what's happening in sports?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door. And by Winters Bros for help with your next cleanup or construction project. Visit wintersbros.com. Start with the Mets. We've heard from, obviously, Howie Rose this morning on a couple of occasions. This is how, you know, when you get no hit for seven innings, then all of a sudden in the eighth you find a way to tie it, then take the lead. This is how it sounded in Chicago.
The 3-1, high in the air. Deep left field. They gave him something to hit, and he hits it out of the yard. Christopher Morel gives the Cubs the lead.
Yeah, hit it off of Edwin Diaz in the ninth. A two-run homer snapping the 1-1 tie. And with the anemic Met offense, or lack thereof, last night, 3-1, that lead was safe as the Cubs pull off the victory. Dansby Swanson was the one that broke up Luis Severino's no-hit bid with a soft single in the eighth inning. Here was Carlos Mendoza. Boy, you no-hit them for seven innings. You're winning the entire night, and then you lose. That's brutal.
It's baseball, right? But I thought we had good at-bats in the ninth inning. You know, we got that momentum a little bit, you know, the momentum back in the ninth. We got two guys on, and, but it's frustrating.
Yeah, well, they didn't score. It is frustrating. Here was Severino, the mindset after allowing the hit to Swanson. He did give up the run. You had the play to Wendell at third base. He tried for the double play instead of coming home with it.
I mean, for me there, I was just, after that, I was just thinking and winning a game. So I was just thinking, okay, you know, it's over. So let's get a good game here. Let's throw good pitches and get out of this inning.
And he did that eight innings.
I mean,
he hit
97 miles an hour.
He hit 98 at one point, actually, boom.
And he also had a great changeup.
Yep. Changeup was good. The slider was good. Like, he was on point last night and was just had nothing to show for it other than the eight innings. The Mets just four hits on the night. Brandon Nimmo had a first inning home run, and that was it. Like, led off the game with a home run, and they didn't score again. Sean Manaea, the start tonight on WCBS 880 at 710. As for the Yankees, their story not any better.
0-1. Swung on ground ball to second base. Westberg's up with it. He throws to first. That's the ball game, and the Orioles take the first of four. Here in Baltimore over the Yankees, they hold on and blanked the Yanks 2-0.
Yeah, 2-0 the final on the fan with the final out. That was Anthony Volpe that grounds out. He was the tying run at the plate. But much like the Mets, the Yankees could do not much offensively, actually nothing. They were shut out 2-0. Gunnar Henderson homered in the first, then scored on an error in the eighth by Volpe. Here was Aaron Judge. He struggled again at the plate, says just couldn't push any runs across.
You got to tip your cap sometimes. You know, they're making their pitches, you know, but guys are putting the ball in play. You know, that's all you ask for in that situation is, you know, keep getting guys on base and then, you know, just try to drive a pitch when you get one. You know, a couple guys hit some balls hard and just didn't fall.
No, they did not. Here he was on his play in left field. I believe it was his first time in a major league game starting in left. All was well, though.
It feels great when you got a guy, you know, to your left with a gold glove that, you know, has been playing center field, you know, at the top of the game, you know, for quite a long time. So, you know, it felt great out there.
So with the loss, the Yankees 19-11, the Orioles 18-10. The pitching really good. Grayson Rodriguez, the win, 5 2/3. He's 4-1. Clark Schmidt allowed just that one run, the Henderson home run. He goes 5 2/3, but suffers the loss. Nestor Cortes, Dean Kramer go tonight. The Twins beat the White Sox 3-2. Minnesota's winners of 8 straight and 9 of 10. And maybe the Mets can take a page out of the Twins book. I know they had the rally pimp going there for a little while. Well, the Twins are doing this with the sausage, as a matter of fact. They've got summer sausage. Here is Rocco Baldelli, their manager, trying to explain.
It's a summer tangy sausage is what it is. I actually looked at the package yesterday. Like, it's bringing us a lot of hits and runs and stuff, so I'm all for it. I mean, for anyone that hasn't been following, it's a substantial sausage.
So
I've not seen this sausage.
Yeah, it's a sausage in a package.
It's a substantial sausage.
It's a substantial sausage, and Al brought this to my attention this morning. So
here's my raw sausage. Eat it.
They're throwing this sausage around.
Grease the sausage.
I believe it's a cheese-filled sausage.
Oh, cool.
And so, as he said, when that does open, it's going to be pretty rancid. But right now, they're winning and they're hitting. So pass the summer sausage around.
I mean, how the hell is this?
By the way, you get summer penis?
Jesus.
I forgot about Eddie. That. That is a thing.
Must be this here. Let's see. I've got to open this up and look at it. Oh.
Are you looking at summer sausage?
Yeah, I mean, I'm looking at the actual one that's in the plastic casing. So, I mean, I don't even know how this starts.
I have no idea.
I mean, does someone bring this to the ballpark for a snack, and then all of a sudden...
Yeah, one of the players got a gift basket, and the summer sausage was in there, so he just started throwing it around when they hit home runs.
You throw your sausage around, Al?
I do not.
Start throwing it around. Gift basket with the sausage in it. Well, it's sort of like when we got that Cinderella gift basket, and we got the foie gras
there.
So they must have Big Zeus squirted it into his mouth.
So they must have gotten it from Hickory Farms gift basket. That's what happened here.
Okay.
Somebody got a Hickory Farms gift basket, and in it is that summer sausage.
A summer penis.
You like sausage, Al?
I like cooked sausage. I will not eat a sausage in a packet that you don't have to heat up or something.
No, eats raw sausage?
Well, like that
like
sausage,
a salami.
You would open up and just eat it.
Like a salami.
Well, that's all right. That's a different thing,
like
though.
Like a cured meat.
Yes.
All right, fair enough. Okay.
So there's a hearty party gift box that has the sausage in it, Jerry.
Yeah, that's great. Maybe that'll be your Christmas gift this year. Here, Boomer, have some summer sausage.
Boomer's box of sausage.
Sausage.
Around Christmas.
Oh, man. So, yeah, so good for the Twins. They started the season.
Winter vagina.
Hi. God.
I don't know what's going on. I've heard of the first one. That one I have not heard of.
Okay. I was getting ill thinking about this sausage in this packet. I'm like, my stomach is a mess.
Yeah, I can certainly do it.
Thinking about it.
Tonight at the Garden, Knicks and 76ers, Game 5, New York up 3-1. So I bring you to the Christopher Mad Dog Russo show. There was a lot that was made of the Knicks fans taking over that building on Sunday in Philly. If they were chanting MVP for Jalen Brunson. Yeah. And a caller calls in trying to make a case that, yeah, the Knicks are good, but it's also the point that a lot of Knicks fans from Central Jersey, it's just a better trip to make. And we've talked about this too, going to Philly for baseball game. And just easier. So here he was making his case.
Those fans did not come from Manalapan, New Jersey to go to the Knicks game.
Oh, they did. Oh,
no,
they sure
didn't.
Did.
No, they didn't.
I was playing golf there yesterday. Multiple people said they had relatives who were going to the game.
All right, so if you heard that, Dog noticed something he said there.
Hold enough. Mike, you're a huge Philadelphia sports fan, and you're playing golf at 1
New
o'clock
York,
in the afternoon?
New York sports fan.
So you're a huge New York. Let me get this straight. You're a huge New York sports fan, and the Knicks are playing at 1 o'clock, and you're not watching the game.
All right. So now he gets into it. He really is not having it.
Doggy, cell phone, hold it. Walk down the course and pitch yourself.
Oh, nonsense! Goodbye. Goodbye. I'm a huge Knicks fan. I'm a New York fan, and you're on at a golf course. First off, the golf course shouldn't let you have the cell phone. That's number one. Number two, I didn't play golf yesterday afternoon. I did not play tennis. Don't give me this nonsense that you're some big New York and Philadelphia sports fan, and at 1 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon, when they're playing quote unquote what you consider a huge playoff game, and you're out there hitting your third shot on six. That ain't working here.
So he was a bit ticked off, as you can imagine, which was funny. Nuggets Lakers, that series is now over as we hear the go-ahead hoop in Los Angeles this time around.
Murray dribbles left toward the basket, pulls up, 10-footer good. Lakers have no timeouts. Here's the season. LeBron to Prince. No good. Season over. Lakers lose the final. Nuggets 108. Lakers 106.
And that be that. The Lakers lose the series in five. 108-106. The final, as you heard there on Lakers radio. Jamal Murray with the go-ahead. Turned out to be the game-winning bucket. 32 points. He did that to them. Was that game one
won?
Yep. That corner. Oof. Yep, that corner jumper. Nikola Jokic, 25-20-9. Here was LeBron. You know what? The Nuggets, really something.
First of all, you tip your hat to them. Defending champions. Super, super great team. Super well coached, and you tip your hats. I mean, they made the plays down the stretch.
Yes, they did, and so did the Nuggets. Here is Nikola Jokic on Altitude Sports. Got it done on a tough night.
We didn't make a lot of shots, but we created open shots, and we trust each other, and probably that's the reason why we're winning.
And they're winning, and they're moving
we
on.
We win 4-1. My brother punched Laker fan in the face. Is perfect. Who's next?
20 rebounds.
Yeah. Jesus. Yeah, he is something. Who's next? The Timberwolves. That will be who is next. Meantime, Celtics beat the Heat 102-88. Derek White had 38. Boston up 3-1. Bam Adebayo knows his team's in a hole, but they ain't done yet.
I feel like if we sustain when they make their push in the first quarter, I feel like we'll be fine. You're looking after the first quarter, we're right there.
Right, but the first quarter counts. That's kind of the problem, which is why they're down 3-1. Kristaps Porzingis did leave the game with a calf injury for Boston. No word on the severity of that. The Thunder beat the Pelicans 97-89. One other thing from the NBA I just saw, too, before I came in. Are you buying the Stephen A. Smith? He's hearing Devin Booker wants the Knicks.
I don't know. I'd have to see him deliver that and kind of tell. That would be interesting.
Said from what he's hearing, Devin Booker wants New York.
Wow. That'd be fascinating if that were to work out. But right now, we got a team.
Oh, for sure.
We got a team that's still playing and Devin Booker does not.
That is very true. There'd be something too if he left Durant.
I know.
Maybe he's tired of it.
Maybe.
Maybe Durant comes to the Knicks.
You got the
finally.
That would be something.
Oh, wins a championship.
Well, no, I didn't say that. I just said come here, and now Boomer's got to root for him. That would be awesome. Islanders Hurricanes tonight, game five. The Isles down 3-1. Noah Dobson, though, coming off the game four win, really hoping that maybe they've gained some momentum on their side with that victory.
We've been doing a lot of good stuff. Played a great game last game, didn't get the result, but we just kind of carried on to that. It's tight out there. Both teams were checking well, and obviously just huge to find a way there in the end to get a big win and hopefully get some momentum here.
And that was post-game Sunday. See if they can do something tonight. The Chiefs give Travis Kelce a 2-year contract, $34 million, and Ezekiel Elliott back with the Cowboys.
All right. Thank you, Jerry. It is Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So we go up to the Travelers Championship every year in June. It's in Cromwell, Connecticut. It's the PGA Tour event, really the biggest one or the only one in New England and that far north. And they do a great job there at TPC River Highlands. So yesterday they had the media day, and because they move the tee time for media day, because they have the media that goes up, there's a press conference, lunch, the whole thing, they moved it up or back to 2:30. I could go this year. It's normally a morning thing. So, like, you know what? Let's go. And you have to be a member of the media to play. So it was Bob Gelb, me, Brian Riscona, and CeeLo. That was the foursome.
Nice.
And we went out there, had a great day, and we played really, really well. And we came in, we had a card, 12 under. I handed in the card, 12 under.
Right.
And we were very, very close to winning. It was the first place got like a trophy and a bunch of Yeti coolers. Second place got those Theraguns. You know those Theraguns?
Yeah.
So I was looking at those Theraguns, and I'm like, oh, man, I want one of those things. They're like the, basically, it's a massage thing. I was like, man, I'd love a Theragun. And, of course, we were tied for second and then lost in a tiebreaker on the card for whatever like the toughest holes were, and they went through the thing. And the guys, when he's announcing the scores, goes, he's like, all right. He's like, third place is, and then this woman comes up and goes, no, there's no prize for third place. And
he's like, okay, good.
He goes, good. So I didn't read these names because that would have really sucked for those people. Bob Gelb, Greg Giannotti, Chris Lopresti, and Brian Riscona. And I'm like, oh. And Riscona is sitting there, you know him. He's like, dude. You know,
so. And by the way, I know you spent a lot of time with him yesterday. You know, he has really supported Team Zoo for the Five Borough Bike Tour.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, I am thoroughly impressed with all the work that he has done.
Yeah.
And those guys are almost at their minimum.
Hmm.
You know, Big Zoo has just been eating everything as opposed to donating.
I think they're like less than $100 away from meeting the goal.
So. Right now, they're on they're 11th on the list. And I'm hoping that with your donation, we're going to overtake Team Jerry Cahill.
Yes, you are, because I know the number that's going in there, and I see the gap, and you're going to go once our guy Kegs and Sal put that in there and switch the cash over to everything else, whatever they got to do, it's going boom, zoom, right to the moon.
Right to the top, baby.
Team Boompah. So yeah, we didn't get the Theragun, but you know who won the whole thing yesterday at the media day?
Our media day. Bruce Beck.
No,
I know who. I know who, because I know this guy. I know. Cannizzaro.
Mark Cannizzaro is absolutely right. So Mark Cannizzaro, who has been a golf guy forever, he wins the thing. They're 13 under. And I look over, so it's him and a buddy of his who is roughly the same age as Mark. And then he's got two kids who are like 22 years old.
Uh-huh.
They're probably hitting the ball a mile. He said that this one kid, he admitted it. The one kid he was playing with on a par five, his second shot went over the green on a par five. So this guy's obviously killing the ball.
You guys are playing the white tees, right?
Yeah, but still.
I mean, he's got 23-year-old kids. They should be playing from the tips.
I mean, it's just silly. So I was like, this guy comes in here and he rigs the whole thing. And
yeah, there you go. Man, that's what golf guys do. They figure out how to manipulate the system and then they win.
Yeah. So we were just, we had a great day, but then just got snatched away from us. But we left a couple out there, though. We left a couple.
I'm sure you did.
We left a couple out there.
By the way, that is some group.
Yeah. Gelb, Roscona, me, and CeeLo. And then as we're driving back, you know, we see this heavy traffic coming the other way.
I-95, baby.
So we're coming the other way, and CeeLo goes, oh, my God. He goes, imagine if that was us. And I said, I know. I said, I just put my head under one of those 18-wheelers and just have it squashed. 10 minutes later, what happens?
You're stuck in it.
There we are. We're stuck in the traffic.
Well, you were coming back during rush hour.
No, we weren't. No, it was like 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night.
Wow.
Yeah, we're still hit with it. So then we hit the traffic. We're like, hey, well, Severino's got a no-hitter. Nope. There's the duck fart base hit. It's like, man, this is what happens. You have a great day like that. Like, you know, then you got to pay for it. It's like you get the prize ripped out of your hand. You're sitting in the traffic. But it ended up being a tremendous day. And that Travelers, it was interesting because I don't know if you remember last year, Rory, like he said that the course was too easy after the Travelers.
Yes.
So they made some competitive
adjustments.
Yeah, adjustments there. So, yeah. Thick or rough.
You know what's interesting is that I felt like over the last couple of years, especially with the LIV Golf, you know, becoming a real thing and a real competitor, that I felt like, you know how baseball wants more home runs?
Yeah.
Football wants more touchdowns. Hockey wants more goals.
Mm-hmm.
I've always felt like the PGA Tour had held back on making some of these golf courses easier for lower scores. But I think now, because of possibly the LIV competition, this is just only my kind of like assessment of it, is that they want lower scores. They want more birdies. They want more exciting play.
Yeah, but don't.
And they also want their own golfers who may not be known to have better scores to hopefully generate more interest in their abilities as well.
Yeah, that's fair. But I do think a lot of the fans of the sport do like to see the pros struggle. Like, they get a kick out of that.
I know. I love the U.S. Open because of that.
Right.
I love the way the USGA sets up their U.S. Open courses. And they make it difficult. They make it a true test of golf. And I know some golfers don't like it, especially guys over 40, because there's a lot of carry situations that they don't feel like they can carry and put themselves in a good situation to have a low score. But I've always loved that. That's why I cannot wait to see how they set up Bethpage Black for the Ryder Cup next year.
Yeah.
That I cannot wait to see.
Yeah, so, you know, Keegan Bradley won the Travelers last year. If you watch Full Swing this year, you know, he was left off. He wasn't the captain's pick. Zach Johnson
went
with JT instead of Justin Thomas, instead of Keegan Bradley.
Dude, he won Inner Circle is what he did.
Yeah, he did. He went to all his Jupiter buddies. And
there's the reason why he had the captaincy.
Right, and people have been killing him for it, whatever. So Keegan Bradley, he handled it with class, with his head up. He rooted for the team and everything, but he was devastated. So Bob Gelb gets up there, asks a question to Keegan Bradley in the press conference, as only Bob Gelb could. He goes, Ryder Cup 2025. He's like, you know a little bit about... He goes, Utopia Parkway, you know, St. John's,
yes.
Only X amount of miles away from Bethpage Black. He's like, what do you think? And Keegan's like, listen, man, thinking about it already. Yeah, that would be amazing. So, so yeah, I mean, that's going to be really, really cool.
So he didn't go back to the controversy of last year?
No. He didn't do that. You know, he was talking about the next one.
There's so many, like, entangled situations within the PGA and because of the defections and all of that stuff. It's just the inner circle. That's the ugliness of it.
Yeah.
You know, like,
yeah.
That's what I felt like the Ryder Cup was all about. Who knew who? Who's been friends? Who's been dealing with all the back room dealings and all that other crap.
Well, who's going to be the captain 2025? Tiger?
That's a good question. That hasn't been announced yet, has
no.
it?
No. It can't be Zach Johnson.
I'm the captain now.
Maybe you should be.
I'd pick a better team than Zach Johnson, I can tell you that.
Yeah, well, you're not going to pick your friends.
Well, yeah. I mean, hey, I did a good job picking these
People
golfers.
People should be picked
majors.
On merit.
Exactly. Yeah, Keegan Bradley should have been there. They're such a good dude and the whole thing. So he's like one of those, you know, he's a Boston guy and a New York guy at the same time because he went to St. John's and he obviously was grew up in New England. So, but a very, very, very good day. And I'm excited to go back up there. It's going to be a busy week for us in June, man. We got your BEF tournament.
Yes.
Down at Due Process on a Tuesday. And then on Wednesday, we got to be up in Cromwell. So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one.
Yes.
Be a lot of miles to cover for the Boomer Geo program.
I'm just trying to think, maybe we take that Tuesday off?
I don't know. I mean,
or maybe we could do the show from Due Process, you know, via the way that we did our COVID shows.
Yeah, but here's the thing. We can't say, like, we don't know what's going to be going on at that point. Is that going to be too late? Like, I have to look to see, like, the finals and the Stanley Cup final. Like, we can't sit here and say we're going to be off now. We have no idea what the hell's going on. Now, you're telling me that both those teams are eliminated? Oh, let's hope that they're not. Then, yeah, sure. See you on Wednesday. But if they're still in it, we got to be on the air. All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Quick break, Sportsman. We'll come right back right after this.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.